What's up? Welcome to episode 27 of the Better Together podcast. I'm scratching my leg right now because you know when your sock is like on for too long? I don't know if this happens to girls, but I know this probably happens to guys. So whenever I have like my sock on for too long and my hairs, since they're so thin, they go through the cotton of the sock. So then my sock, if it's placed in a certain position for too long, my hairs stay in that position too. And then my leg ends up getting itchy. And then when I move the hairs, not that it hurts, but it feels weird. And it feels like kind of like uncomfortable. And I'm like, why is it so sensitive? Does that make sense? Has anyone ever gone through that? Or is it just me? Is it just me? Am I weird? Anyways, what's up? My name is Sebastian Gomez. And welcome to the Better Together podcast. As you could tell, that's the name of this podcast. There's a huge sticker on this table and I love it. So what's up? Welcome. If you're brand new to this podcast, over here, I just talk about my life and certain stories and how God has helped me understand a little bit more of how to live my life and be a better person because I suck, dude. Why am I effing laughing at that? You know when that, whatever. Do you know that? Have you guys ever seen that old Vine where like this girl just, she's about to say a joke and then she goes, maybe not. Okay. Anyways, I'm incredibly sorry. You're probably already signing out. Anyways, I just realized I have to put the microphone up to my mouth. So what's up? Welcome to the podcast. Today, I have a couple of stories to talk about. What's going on? I just watched Dune. That's what's going on. And that movie is freaking good, dude. I was talking to Kian about it because he saw a screening for it. And he was telling me that it wasn't like his favorite, but he still said it was a good movie. But for me, dude, best movie of 2021 so far. Why? I liked it more. I liked it more than Shang-Chi. And the reason why I liked it more than Shang-Chi is because I feel like Marvel movies are very predictable. I know that eventually the hero will make it and prevail. And he'll learn a good lesson. And then all of a sudden he's added on to the Marvel universe. And I love that. But with Dune, since I've never read any books, I've never read any stories, I never saw the old 80s movies, I came into it like just like a baby just born into the world, dude. I have no knowledge of it. So when I walked into it, I went with my friends Angel and Sony. And guys, I finally understand why people are obsessed with Zendaya. I finally understand it. I understand why people are obsessed with Charlemagne. I don't know. His name is hard. Why do we have to call him Timothy? Why can't we just call him Tim? They probably do call him Tim. Anyways, I watched two movies this week of him in it. I watched The French Dispatch, if that's what it's called, The French Dispatcher, which was a great movie, very hipster for me. And I watched Dune. Let's go to the first movie, French Dispatcher. I know I'm all over the place, but I went to see The French Dispatcher or The French Dispatch with Bob and Kian. And the movie was super hipster. Like, I think I'm kind of hipsterish. Like, I think, not that I am hipster. I don't think I'm hipster. But if I went back to my hometown and I went to the movie theater over there, or not the movie theater, if I just hung out in my old town, everyone would look at me and be like, dude, that guy's hipster. Look at the way he dresses, because I'm not wearing Brooks Brothers or Ralph Polo Lauren. I don't know what it's called. Anyways, I found this movie to be very artistic, very beautiful. A lot of nudity in some parts of the movie where I had to close my eyes. I was like, I don't want to see this because I'm trying to be pure. And so I'm an effing dork, dude. I'm a dork, bro. No, but seriously, there was a bit of nudity in it. And I was just like concentrating on the other characters around this other character that was nude. So I didn't have to look at what I didn't want to see. And so I was just like, yeah, I'm not. But anyways, the movie was great. Timothy Timothy Charlemagne. I'm just going to say it like that. I'm sorry, bro, if you're watching this. You're not even. I know you're watching this. No, you're not. But his acting was amazing. So that I got to get a taste of who he was for a good solid 20 minutes in that movie of what type of actor he is. And boy, does this boy act. This boy knows how to act. He knows how to tell, be a part of a story and make it feel like he's really that character. So I understand the craze for it. So anyways, seeing that movie motivated me to watch Dune. So I went to watch Dune with my friends Angel and Sony on the weekend. Oh my gosh, this movie is freaking just a cinematic masterpiece. Why? Because the shots for this movie, as someone who does YouTube and someone who films a lot of videos or has filmed a lot of videos, the shots in this movie, oh my gosh, just so incredibly beautiful. The color, the tones, the storyline, the pace, and it's a slow burner. And I'm not a slow burning type of guy movie. I like to jump into my stories, know what the storyline is, and then just freaking take off with it. But this one was slow. But the music, dude, Hans Zimmer, bro, this guy just knows how to produce music. Why am I saying these words weird? It's because I have like a sore in the back of my tongue and it hurts. And I'm going to drink tea after this so it like decreases. I don't know how to get rid of it. Okay, anyways, I think I've been eating a lot of Chipotle recently. That's probably why I have it. Okay, so movie was great. I would give, to finish this storyline, I'd give this movie a 9 out of 10. I really would like to give it a 10 out of 10, but I just know this movie is long. Very, very long, and I possibly would watch it again when part two comes out. But I feel that a 10 out of 10 movie has to be a movie that I never get tired of and that I am so excited to watch every time. It's a type of movie that the emotional strings still get pulled even after watching it for the 10th time. And not that there isn't much emotion in this movie, there is emotion. I do care about the characters, but it's not a movie where I'm just like, will he make it? Will he not? Why do I make those voices? Okay, so anyways, yes, I watched Dune. It was amazing. 9 out of 10. On to our second story and possibly what I'm going to be talking about today. Wait, is there anything else I've done this week? I watched A French Dispatcher. I went to see Dune. And then what else did I do? Oh, my race. My race is this Saturday. I'm missing a Halloween party. Guys, I'm missing a Halloween party. I'm missing one of my friend's Halloween party because I have to be in Oceanside and I have to wake up at 3 a.m. on Friday for my Saturday. Well, 3 a.m. on Saturday, but it feels like a Friday because 3 a.m. kind of feels like Friday still sometimes if you stay up late. But my race is this Saturday. A lot of people have been asking me, hey, Seb, how do you feel about it? And I'm just like, I feel good. And I refuse to let fear creep into my system. I think this is something that I've applied a lot for myself when I played soccer or when I do sports. Whenever race day comes, I do get a little jittery. Oh my gosh, the nerves, the butterflies are coming through. But once it's go time, once it's game time, I realize that I have to be in the zone because the more fear I allow to creep into myself during game time, the easier it is for me to make a mistake because I'm so focused on not wanting to make a mistake. And so a lot of people are like, dude, Seb, how do you feel? You're about to swim a mile. And I'm just like, yeah, I'm about to swim a mile. And guess what? I don't effing want to, but guess what? I'm going to because I want to cross that finish line. I'm going to cross that finish line. I mean, I hope so. God willing, I cross that finish line. I want to cross that finish line. I've been training for the longest time ever. As you guys, some of you guys know, this is the first time in my life where I've learned a lot about discipline and having to do things that I don't want to do, especially in training. I've had to just train so much. Because if I don't train, I'm screwed for the race. So I've learned a lot about discipline through this season in my life. But yeah, this race is coming up on Saturday. I'm waking up real early at 3 a.m. And I just got my swimsuit. I just bought my swimsuit. I just bought my triathlon suit. I don't even know if you guys care about this or not. But yeah, it's race day. Race day is coming. And I firmly believe in, if anyone has ever thought about doing a race, whether it's a half marathon, a 5K, a 10K, I highly suggest it, because I think as a Christian, it is it is our duty and our responsibility to take care of the bodies that God has provided to us, to take care of the vessels that God has provided to us. And so for us or to us, anyways, I believe that there is a necessity to take care of it, because when you take care of the body, you're able to take care of yourself spiritually a lot easier. And I can reassure you right now, this is probably the season of my life where I have felt most healthy. I just feel this is the best I've felt ever in my life because I've trained so much. And talking about training, let's jump into the Bible. There's a lesson I learned this week, and I realized that I had to apply the Bible to this lesson that was taught to me. It was taught to me. It wasn't something I learned by reading it. It happened in real life. I feel a lot of the times life teaches you lessons. And boy, girl, if you're a girl, did I learn a lesson. I learned a lesson this week. And what was that lesson? To be patient and to be kind. Because guess what? This boy right here, this guy, I'm a guy. You know what's another thing I've noticed? I'm not a man yet. I'm just a guy. I feel like there's three phases. There's boyhood, there's guyhood, then there's manhood. I want to be a man, but I'm just a guy. I want to be a man though. Should I buy a motorcycle? Maybe. Maybe that'll make me more manly. I've wanted to buy a motorcycle, but my parents are insurance agents, and so they know a lot about motorcycle deaths, and then that scares me because I don't want to get in a motorcycle death, and I live in Los Angeles, where a lot of motorcycle accidents happen. But that's not going to happen to me because I'm going to get a motorcycle and I'm going to look like a man. How unhealthy is that viewpoint? You're a man because you're a man, and that's it. Okay, anyways, as my voice cracks. Woo! Okay, that laugh was crazy. Did you know that you could also change your laugh? I hope I can change my laugh because I sound like a dying goose. That's how I sound like. Okay, anyways, so I have a story. So I've been training for this half Ironman recently, and I've been going to a 24-hour fitness gym to swim. I have to swim today, actually. But I've been going to this 24-hour fitness, and not many people use a pool there, which is great because I have the pool to myself. And when there is people in the pool, I get to have a little bit of competition with the people next to me to keep me in pace and to really just get my best potential out of my training sessions. So this is the second time that this has happened to me, but one day I was swimming at the pool about a week ago. Okay, anyways, I was at the pool and I was swimming, I was doing my laps, and then halfway through my training session, I'm going down this pool and I'm in my lane. So there's three dividers in this pool. There's three sections in this pool. There's one on the left, there's one in the middle, and there's one on the right. I'm on the left one. Now, on the left side of the pool, there is a jacuzzi. And there's a jacuzzi next to a sauna. So a lot of people go to the sauna, they use the jacuzzi. And some people barely use the pool because they don't want to be in a cold pool. But guess what? I do. So I'm swimming through this pool, going up and down, doing my laps, trying to get the best swim of my life. And all of a sudden, as I'm swimming in here, I realize that there is a man in my lane. There is a 60-year-old man in my lane. Probably 60, 58, 63, 64, 65. Point is, he's old, okay? He's old. So I see him in my lane and I don't think of anything. I'm just like, okay, this man is in my lane. And what he's probably trying to do is get across to the other lane and swim there. So I'm like, perfect. There's two other free lanes. He's probably just going to go there. So I keep on swimming and doing my laps, right? So I get to the other end of the pool. So I meet this man in the middle of the pool as I'm doing my lap. And halfway through the lap, I meet him there. So then I see him, I notice him, but I keep on going. Once I get to the end of the pool, the other side of the pool, I turn around to head back. And as I turn around and look back, this man is still in my lane. And he's starting to paddle his legs and splash all over the water with his legs. And he has his arms on top of the... He has his arms on top of that like floating line that is in these divide, that floating divider that's in most pools, right? So he has his arms on this floating divider, laying back, smiling and trying to do some type of weird exercise. And he's just flapping his legs in the water and like flapping them ferociously. So I'm just like, what is this guy freaking doing? Doesn't he know I'm swimming in this lane? And he's just exercising in my lane when there's two other effing lanes on the left. Sorry, there's two other lanes on my right. And so anyways, I keep on swimming and I'm like, all right, whatever. Maybe he just wanted to do that real quick and then get onto the other lane. So I get back to the other side of the pool and I turn around and this man has the audacity to still be there. So I'm going to be real honest. So as I'm swimming down, I'm like, you know what? This guy's still in my lane. This is my lane. There's two other lanes. I know I'm repeating myself, but it's my lane. This guy, you can obviously tell. I have goggles, I have a swim cap on, and I have not even swimming trunks. I have swimming jammers on. So I look like a full-on swimmer. Michael Phelps is swimming on the left lane of the 24-hour fitness. Not even Michael Phelps. Miguel Phelps, because I'm Latino. Miguel Phelps is swimming on the left lane. And I'm swimming down and I'm just like, I'm gonna give this guy a taste of my effing medicine. Because this guy has to learn to respect me. He has to learn how to respect me. So what do? So I swim a little slowly. I'm swimming slowly. And finally, I get close to him where he's just flapping his legs, doing his little dumb little exercise. And I give him a taste of his own medicine. So what do? I start swimming and I start splashing my legs ferociously as he has his face there to let him know, hey, get out of my effing lane. Get out of my lane, dude. And so I do that. And then I get to the end of the pool and then I come back and I do it again. And I'm just like, yeah, you better effing learn. And so he finally gets out and he goes back into the jacuzzi. And I'm just like, all right, that's what's up. And then I'll be honest, I did not feel a conviction because I was just enraged. I was mad. So to continue the story, because there is a part two of this story, and this is where I learned my lesson, mostly because I felt conviction this time. So I go back to the gym, 9 p.m., do my regular swim. I'm ready for it. I'm excited. And I'm doing my laps, and all of a sudden, the same effing man shows up. Okay, I gotta stop saying effing. The same kind gentleman, the kind gentleman, the elder man decides to show up. So he shows up. The same man shows up at the pool, and as I'm swimming, now I'm doing my front crawl, my front stroke, right? So anytime I'm doing my front stroke, I'm looking forward down towards the water, but anytime I catch a breath, I look to my right. And as I'm looking to my right to catch my breath, I see this man in his Speedo underwear, looking down at me, ready to jump in my lane again and do what he wants to do. But this time, I got so triggered by what he was about to do that I stopped halfway through my swim. I stood up and I took my hand and I splashed the water across, not towards him, away from him, but I visually wanted to show him that I was mad. Were the other two lanes open? Yes, but I was mad because he got me out of my rhythm, dude, and I was in a good rhythm. So I wanted to show him how mad I was, and instantly, like that, as I'm going to the next lane, The man jumps in, does his exercise. He doesn't care. He's in his 70s. I feel like when you reach that age, like your 70s, your 60s, you just don't care about what other people think. And obviously this guy did not give a flying F about what I thought, which is like, you know what? Good for you, I guess. I don't even want to say good for you. I want to say screw you, but good for you, dude. Good for you that you don't care what other people think, I guess. But I got mad. But instantly, like that, I can't even snap like this. Like this. Does that even sound like snap? I just realized I probably can't snap. Okay, anyways. In an instant, I felt the conviction of the Holy Spirit. And the first words that came up into my head was, Seb, this isn't who you are. And I was just like, ugh. I didn't say sorry or anything like that because, you know, I kept on swimming. But I felt bad because I realized that this isn't the type of person that I want to be. I don't want to be someone who gets easily triggered, that gets easily mad during when things don't go his way, that wants to get revenge when people don't respect him. I think I'm someone who, not that I have patience, I do. I think I've become a little bit impatient, mostly because of social media and how my life is now with everything being able to be reached in the snap of your fingers. But I've just always known I'm someone who, when I don't know someone, I can easily get triggered. And this man triggered me. And I allowed him to trigger me. I allowed his actions to trigger me. But a scripture popped up this week. The word love has been showing up everywhere in my life. And a verse came up in my head. And it showed up in my week. And then it popped up in my head for today's podcast. Which is a verse that is used before people get married. But I think this verse should be used for anything, especially for myself, because it's what I strive to be. I strive to be love. For anyone that I meet, to anyone that I come in contact with, I just want to be a loving person. I want people to feel that. I want people to hear that and see that. And sometimes life gets at you and we get triggered and we forget who we belong to. I forget that I belong to God and that I belong and that his truth is love. And when I forget his truth, I don't live in love. And I did that at my swim. And so I'm going to read this passage from the book of 1 Corinthians. And I'm just not even going to read. I mean, I guess I'll read the passage because this passage is so famous. It's read everywhere, dude, everywhere. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 7. It goes on to say, love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable and it keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. Guys, I realized in the first two verses that I did not represent that love with this man. Sebastian should be patient and kind. Sebastian should have not been jealous of keeping his own lane and should have not been boastful about his amazing swimming abilities. Oh man, my swimming abilities are survival mode only. They're not amazing, but this is who I want to be. Let me tell you who I want to be. Sebastian is patient and kind. Sebastian is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. He does not demand his own way. He is not irritable and he keeps no record of being wronged. I kept a record of being wronged in that second time when the man showed up. And I think a lot of us do that when people hurt us the very first time or people or when people just like abuse our time or abuse our personality or abuse our being. And it's crazy because last podcast I talked about how I got hurt, but I genuinely did not. I did not care because I genuinely love this person. I realized that my love was selective, that my love wasn't for everyone. It was just for people that I care about. I know that if my sister did me wrong, or my parents did me wrong, or my best friends did me wrong, or my friends did me wrong, or anybody that I know personally did me wrong, I genuinely would love them. But what I realized is that my love doesn't go out of its boundaries, out of my comfort zone. And I did not extend that love towards this person that should have probably experienced it by me possibly just being like, hey, do you want to use this lane? Yeah, go ahead, use this lane and I'll use the other lane. But instead, I let my own pride, my own jealousy, my own just boastfulness. I don't know what it is. I just let that control my decisions. And I realized not only did it hurt that guy, which I bet you it didn't hurt him as much as it hurt me. And I think that's why we're all called to live in love, because when we don't, I think the damage we cause to others is great, but it's not as great as the damage we cause to ourselves. And I just don't want to live in that shame of knowing that I'm not representing who I claim to be, which is a follower of Jesus. You know, I have tattoos. I have a tattoo on my arm that says love. And I didn't even represent that day. And so it's funny because once that happened to me, I jumped into the Bible, and I'm going to read the Message version because this reminded me of another verse too, where Jesus is talking to his disciples. And he goes on to say to his disciples, let me give you a new command. Love one another. In the same way I loved you, you love one another. This is how everyone will recognize that you are my disciples, when they see the love you have for each other. What changed my life and my devotion to Christ was not a Bible verse. It was not someone telling me to go to church. It was not someone telling me, hey, you gotta live this way because this is the way Jesus lived. What changed my life and placed a seed of curiosity in my heart was people living in love and embodying that. I missed out on the opportunity. And this is not to get hard. I'm not trying to be dramatic or anything like that, because I know I'll be offered many other opportunities in my life to represent that love. But that day when I did that to that man, I missed out on the opportunity to being a loving person, to giving him the chance to meet Jesus Christ. Because the way I met Jesus was never by people telling me how to live my life, never by people spitting out scriptures. It was never on the corner where someone was holding a sign telling me to go to hell. It was people genuinely loving me while I was in the dirt, while I was on the ground, while I was I didn't even know I was hurt. And I didn't even know I had wounds. And people bandaged them when I didn't even ask for it. And when you're able to experience, I was doing this, if you're watching the podcast, I had my hands up like an Italian guy. But when you experience that type of love, that type of love is a type of love that convicts someone to live for others, to not just live for themselves, and to share it, and to become someone that someone greater calls them to be, which is God. God calls me to a higher standard, and he calls me to a standard of loving others. He gave me one rule. Let me give you a new command to love one another. And I wasn't even able to do that because I let the best of my jealousy get to me. So I guess what I'm trying to say in today's podcast is, be aware. Like, don't just be a Christian when you go to church. Be a Christian while you're at the gym. Be a Christian while you're taking classes. Be a Christian while you're receiving your coffee cup from somebody at Starbucks. Be a Christian while you're on the phone talking to somebody, waiting for that person on the other side of that 1-800 number to help you out. Be a Christian there, because it's those moments that place seeds of curiosity and allows God to knock the door of their hearts. It's those opportunities that allow people to meet a real love, a love that does not come from this planet, a love that does not come from my heart, but from something bigger. Dude, I can't tell you how many times in my life I really do try to be that love for other people. And you know what? Sometimes people don't effing care how you act. Some people will listen. Some people will see you and you'll try to be as loving as you can and they will disrespect that. But I think what gives me the peace of mind, even when those situations happen, is that I lived according to being obedient to who God called me to be, which is just love. It's just loving people. It's loving my father. It's loving my God from above and loving the people and loving his creation. But it's hard, dude. It's hard. Some of you guys have been in rough families. Some of you guys have been in rough situations in high school. But I guess what I'm trying to say is that when you tap into the love of Christ and you allow his love to change you, you can't help but share it with others and give the opportunity to find that hope and to find that love that fills those empty pockets in their hearts. We live in a world, in a society where culture is telling us we're missing something, and they try to replace what we're missing with their own stuff, whether it's getting a new car or getting a new house or getting X amount of followers or getting that new paycheck or getting famous. And all those things, I'm not saying those things are bad, but they'll never fulfill the emptiness or that pocket that God wants to fill for you so that you can live your life in freedom and live your life in love. So yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it for today's podcast. I guess what I'm trying to say is go out there and be a Christian in everything that you do. Like allow, not even just a Christian, I guess it's just allow God to participate in every aspect of your life. Not just when you're at church, but in every aspect of your life. When you wake up, when you talk to your parents, when you talk to your family, when you talk to your friends, when you talk to strangers, let him be that voice and let him influence the way you live your life, because people are going to be blessed by it. I'm one of those people that were blessed by it, because my best friend, Gabriel, he was obedient to who God called him to be. And because of that, that planted a seed in my heart. And look where I'm at today, talking about Jesus and how much he loves me and how much he loves you. So yeah, I guess that's pretty much it. Thank you for watching today's podcast. Thanks for kicking it with me. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Happy Wednesday. Happy Halloween. I got a skeleton right next to me. Happy Halloween. Stay safe out there. Enjoy yourselves. And yeah, I can't flip and wait. But yeah, I love you guys from the bottom of my heart. I hope you guys have a great week. And if you're brand new, guys, oh my gosh, please subscribe to this channel. There is a Bubble Buddies podcast that is out. Please check it out. It is my latest video. It's the last video I just uploaded. It's with me and my friend Nathan, and I really hope you guys enjoy it. This is a podcast where I'm just myself. I get to be loud and crazy, and I get to hang out with one of my best friends and just be myself. So please check it out. Please subscribe. Please like. And yeah, I love you guys from the bottom of my heart. All right. I'll talk to you guys soon. Have an amazing week. And yeah, Jesus loves you, dude. You're the best, dude. I gotta stop saying dude, bro. Okay. I love you guys. You guys are my friends.